Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
In gratitude, the focus is things that we want, that we have. But he says an important source of gratitude that's commonly overlooked is things that we don't want, that we don't have. And it's so important, you know, to me, when you look at the news of the world, there are so many examples every day of people who, you know, have things that we don't want and we don't have those things. You know, I'm not at war in my town right now. You know, I don't have people discriminating against me or, you know, there's so many things that I don't have. Sickness, cancer, things like that. So many things that I don't have, but I don't want, that I forget to be grateful for.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have an entrepreneur, an engineer, an author, speaker, philanthropist, and dishwasher. And aside from all of these, he is a widely recognized backpacking legend, because he has done amazing things to help people enjoy nature more and in an easier manner. Glenn Van Pesky, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So am I to have you here. And I'm really looking forward to our conversation because we have a lot of things in common. And I just love your perspective on the connection with nature, on minimalism, and on life itself. I think you're an amazing person, and I'm really happy to have you here as a guest.
I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited for the work that you're doing and to help people, you know, get outside into nature and appreciate the power there is in nature, and that you don't need a lot of stuff to get out and enjoy nature.
Yeah, definitely. So let us know a little bit more about you. Of course, I kind of know the story, but I want our listeners to find out more from you about how you got into the business that you're into, and of course, how it relates to nature, because I'm guessing our audience probably by now is curious what it's all about.
Sure. I am really a pretty unremarkable guy who somehow ended up with a somewhat remarkable life. I am a civil engineer, retired now from engineering at least. Although I'm pretty darn busy. And I'm married, be 42 years in June, and have two adult sons here. I live in Central Oregon, Bend, Oregon, which, if you love the outdoors, is pretty much outdoor paradise. I grew up in California, and then moved when my parents got divorced to the East Coast, Massachusetts. And then when I graduated high school in 1976, I rode my bicycle with a couple of friends, 4,200 miles across the United States to the West Coast. And that was kind of my first taste of a big adventure that I planned and planned to some extent, although not a huge extent. And, you know, many of the experiences I had that summer stayed with me to this day. So I ended up on the West Coast. I ended up, after taking a couple of years off to work, ended up graduating from college with a degree in engineering and went to work as a civil engineer in land development. And it didn't do a lot probably of outdoor stuff again until our oldest son, Brian, crossed over into Boy Scouts as a teenager. And so we joined the local Boy Scout troop, and they were a very active troop. We did a lot of trips, a lot of backpacking, canoe trips, summer camps. It was a big troop, about 100 kids. And so I ended up in charge of the backpacking program. So putting together gear lists, organizing trips. And about this time, Ray Jardine came out with his first book, Pacific Crest Trail Hiker's Handbook, where he kind of laid out to modern readers the case for ultralight backpacking. And my friend Reed Miller, who I knew from work and also from Toastmasters, he was the scoutmaster of the scout troop. So he read this book and got all excited about going lighter. And then he, he got me into it. And we saw the boys when they first come into scouts, a lot of them are pretty small and just struggling to carry the big packs and all the gear. When Brian and I went on our first Sierra trek, a week in the Sierra Mountains, I went down to REI because I didn't have all the stuff I'd had as a kid, my old Kelty frame pack that I loved and my Swiss Army knife and my Svea, liquid gas stove, all that stuff. So we went down to REI and, tanked up and got all the gear they said we needed. And the backpack itself, empty, this was the start of the internal frame backpacks, weighed 7.5 pounds. Wow. And for reference, my base pack weight without food and water when I go out now is generally around 5 pounds. So all my gear weighs less than just the pack did back then. And to be fair to REI, I mean, obviously their offerings have lightened up considerably in the intervening 30 years also. So with Reed reading Ray Jardine's book, and he got me to read it, and looking at my heavy pack, I realized that was probably a good place to start if we wanted to lighten up, because the pack just seemed very heavy. My mother thought that every kid should leave home knowing how to cook, bake, and sew. And so all three of us kids left home knowing how to do that. So for me, it was easy. I had made some gear already as a kid using the Frost Lion kits and Holy Bar kits to make sleeping bags and vests and jackets. And on our cross-country bicycle trip in 1976, I had sewn my own tarp and netting envelope, things like that. So I was, when I decided the pack was too heavy, it was obvious to me, it was easy to just order some material and start sewing. So I created a pack that Reed started calling the G1, just because my first initial was G, and it was the first pack I'd made. And as I hiked along with that one, I thought of things that I could improve on. So I made another pack, and he called that the G2, and then another one. And then finally, by the time I made the fourth pack, it seemed like the design was pretty dialed in, I thought, was pretty good. And so this was the early internet days, and I, you know, word got out on the listservs that I had this pattern, that I'd made this pack, and people were asking about it. So I drew up the pattern and put it on the internet so anyone could make one for free. But I kept getting inquiries from people if I could sew one for them. And at this time, I'm working 80 hours a week as an engineer. I don't have time to sew packs for people. But it felt bad that I kept getting inquiries, and these were people that hadn't been taught how to sew by their moms. So I was talking to the people that I got the fabric from, and they had an industry magazine that had a cut and sew operation on the West Coast. So I talked to them, and ended up getting a few packs made. And it took off from there. And that's the, believe it or not, the short version of the story. But anyway, so, you know, I ended up accidentally starting a backpacking company that I've never taken a salary from. It was always just a side business. I worked my entire career full time, and then some as an engineer. And ended up here.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends, and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com, that's mud-plus.com, and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I can't help but think how grateful you most probably are for your mother that taught you that, something that you could put into practice and help so many other people and create a thriving business and everything. I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, and I think that's something these days, you know, maybe we don't focus on as much as we should, of actually being able to create stuff. That's a great skill. I just had a neighbor bring his ski pack down the other day, and he was describing how he uses it, and you know what he thought worked about it and what he thought didn't. And I said, well, you know, if we sew a lash loop on here, you know, then you can load your avalanche probe or whatever it was, I forget. And he said, yeah, that'd be great. And I said, well, let's just do it. And he says, we can do that right now. It's like, yeah, this is easy. I've got stuff. The sewing machine's ready. And then I had another friend who we bike with a lot, another neighbor actually, and he has some respiratory issues and wanted to keep it super light. And so he had a frame bag that went in the frame, interior frame of his bike, but it was super heavy, you know, really overbuilt. And so I just sewed up a new one that was super light. It was, a fraction of the weight of his. And so saved him a pound right there. So it's a great skill to be have. And, you know, I think with the rise of AI, you know, there's a lot of things AI can do, but it's not going to sew something custom for your bicycle. You know, that's going to be something you need to do yourself, at least for the next few years. So it's a good, good skills to have.
Definitely. Definitely. And, getting back to, what I wanted to first ask you after your intro, I'm really curious on your take, on your perspective on the word gratitude. Like, how do you define it? What is gratitude for you?
For me, gratitude is appreciating life. I think oftentimes we focus on things that we have. And I start every morning in my prayers with, you know, things I'm grateful for. And depending on the day, I mean, sometimes it follows a trail down to very minuscule things, but, you know, being grateful for relationships. I've been married for almost 42 years and we've been through a lot of hard times. And, you know, I have friends that, you know, want a relationship like that, but don't have one and trying to meet people. And so I'm amazingly grateful that somehow I convinced this woman 42 years ago, who's way out of my league. I told her last night, she made some comment about, oh, I can't believe I'm married to an author. And I said, honey, my first thought when I met you over 42 years ago was, this woman is out of my league. And I said, the intervening 42 years has done nothing but reinforce my initial opinion. So I'm very grateful for that. And I think part of, you know, it's hard, at least in the United States, I think so much of our culture is designed to make you ungrateful, might be a harsh word, but to think that you need more stuff to be happy. You know, trying to sell you see all your friends on Instagram. It's like, well, yeah, I'd be grateful if I had their life. But I have my life. Doesn't look as nice as their life does. And that's one of the things about ultralight backpacking that I appreciate, is I think it resets my expectations and allows greater gratitude, because there's nothing like heading out with 5 pounds of gear and sleeping in the dirt for a week, walking 20, 30 miles a day, having to find water and treat it and, you know, hang your food to keep it away from bears, and to get home and just be amazed at water that you can drink anytime you want coming out of a faucet. And you can even adjust the temperature. If you want warm water, that's a miracle to get water at whatever temperature you want, whenever you want it. And sleeping under a soft bed, and if you're cold, you can get another blanket. It's not like you have to shiver through the night because you didn't figure out the temperatures right, or didn't quite have enough to eat for dinner. I mean, you know, if you want to go somewhere, you don't have to walk all day to get there. You can hop in your car or on your bicycle. It you know, if it's dark, you can turn lights on. It's, I mean, there's like a device on the wall that you can set the temperature to whatever you want. I mean, it's stuff you just take for granted in day to day, but being out in nature with minimal gear just totally resets that.
Wow. I love this perspective. Like I mentioned before, when we talked about the interview, many of our guests on the Gratitude podcast have talked a lot about nature and how impactful nature is in us being grateful. Like just the fact that we are in nature helps us a lot with reconnecting to gratitude. And I think this is a really unique and beautiful perspective that you just shared. And I didn't even think about it that much, that when we have this kind of experience where we go and we're just really out in nature, like you mentioned, we spend a few days, it definitely shifts our perspective on what we already have and on the gratitude that we feel, not just in nature itself, but also getting back and seeing the amazing things that we enjoy every day and we just don't realize it anymore. And I totally love this perspective. And
the other part of that is when I spend, if it's 3 or 4 days or a week in the wilderness with only 5 pounds of gear, it reminds me how little I need to be safe, to be, you know, fed and warmed and comfortable, and to be enjoying life out of nature. I mean, we think so often, well, you know, if my salary was just 20% more, or I had a Tesla, or if I had a plane, or if I had a house, or, you know, whatever it is, then I'd be happy. And it's just a great reminder to me. It's like, no, there is so little I actually need to be comfortable, and more than comfortable, to be happy.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past, humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for 15% discount, or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Exactly. Exactly. I love it. I think it's so so deep, and yet we tend to forget these kinds of things because like you mentioned, we are bombarded from many points of view with information telling us that we need this in order to be happy. We need another thing to be happy. And yeah, by just having that experience, we realize that we need so much less than we actually think to experience that.
Yeah, David Epstein in one of his newsletters, and he was quoting, I think, some other psychologist's work, but he talks about happiness is a 2x2 matrix. And I think this ties into gratitude too. And if you, on one axis, put have and don't have, and on the other axis, want and don't want, you end up with a, you know, four combinations basically. And, you know, we tend to focus on things that we want, but don't have. And even I think in gratitude, the focus is things that we want that we have. But he says an important source of gratitude that's commonly overlooked is things that we don't want that we don't have. And it's so important, you know, to me, when you look at the news of the world, there are so many examples every day of people who, you know, have things that we don't want, and we don't have those things. You know, I'm not at war in my town right now. You know, I don't have people discriminating against me, or, you know, there's so many things that I don't have, sickness, cancer, things like that. So many things that I don't have, but I don't want, that I forget to be grateful for.
Wow. I absolutely love this perspective. Yeah, we tend to just think when it comes to gratitude about the things that we do have that we want to have. But yeah, this is so powerful, actually. I was thinking about this idea when I was sick, when I I had a cold or something like that. I was thinking about how much I appreciated the smell and the taste afterwards, you know, like just being able to smell everything, to smell the flowers, to smell all of the beautiful fragrances, and just to taste the food again, and for the food itself to have a good taste, something that I can experience. Wow. So yeah, definitely. Not having some things that unfortunately other people have, and that unfortunately other people are going through, is something that we can appreciate. Of course, it's really easy to forget to appreciate those, but nonetheless, I think it's a really powerful perspective, and I think we should create such a list, like, okay, what are some of the things that we don't want, that we don't have, that we can be grateful for? I think that would be a really interesting list, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at what went right today, you know, as you're reviewing the end of the day or this week. And then you can look at, like, well, what didn't go wrong too? I mean, that's just the other side of the coin. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true, because when something goes wrong, we tend to give it a lot of focus, don't we?
Yeah. Exactly.
But when things go right, we tend to think, okay, well, that's normal. That's how it should have went. But yeah, so many things could have gone wrong in so many situations in our life in general, or in our day-to-day life, That we can definitely feel grateful for, that they didn't go wrong and we didn't mess up some things that maybe we feared we would in some way. So,
well, yeah, even like your cold, you know, when you got a cold, you know, that's going wrong. I mean, you lose your smell and taste and you feel bad, but by the same token, you didn't get a terminal disease. You didn't get cancer. It's a cold. It will go away. So it could have been a lot worse. So even when something goes wrong, it's like, well, it could have gone wrong in a bigger way.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So many people say this after different situations that are pretty bad. They say, okay, but at least it wasn't worse. And yeah, I think it's a great thing to do, to have this perspective, this wider perspective, instead of just focusing on the problem itself, seeing that it could have been worse and thankfully it wasn't. And this is a really good thing to repeat and to integrate as a habit, I think, because if at some point something worse happens, you still have that perspective and it helps you find the resources and everything that's helping you see things from a higher perspective that's more encompassing of everything that's actually happening, and with more gratitude. And I'm guessing, so I always love to make these parallels between how I experience things on the inside with the experiences I have on the outside. What I mean by this is, for instance, I was just thinking about the higher perspective. And I think psychologically, for instance, when we go on a hike and we get to the top of the mountain and we have that higher perspective, you know, it really impacts you in a way. You see things from that higher perspective. Has this been your experience?
Yes. I like what I think you're saying about it's easy to be kind of the center of our own universe in life, you know, where we focus on ourselves and it's all about us and how things affect us and how other people affect us. And, you know, we can loom large kind of in our own mind. And getting out into nature, particularly, you know, I like mountains, and like you said, getting up high and seeing a view, you know, puts, I think, our focus, it's good for our focus. It gets our focus off of ourselves and onto things that are bigger than ourselves. And I think gives us puts us in a healthier perspective. And part of that is seeing other people too. I mean, nature is one way to do that. But if we take that back to our lives with us and can get the focus off of ourselves and focus on the people around us, that helps with our own problems too. It's hard to worry about our own problems if we're focused on helping other people. The other thing I like about being, as you said, getting kind of being on a mountaintop or getting a view, is a lot of times I'll be on a long trail, say the Pacific Crest Trail, and getting up on a ridge and looking back and seeing miles and miles and miles of trail and realizing that it looks so far away, but just putting one foot in front of the other for a day, it's amazing the amount that you can travel. And I like that reminder of, you know, I don't need a car or plane or to get long distances, but I can just start walking. And that has so many applications to other things in life, you know, writing a book or whatever. It's like, that's such a huge goal or objective, like it seems impossible, but you just start taking that first step and you'll get there.
Yeah, definitely. And you are a great example of that. So tell us a little bit about your book.
So my book will be out April 16th, and it's Take Less, Do More, Surprising Life Lessons on Generosity, Gratitude, and Curiosity from an Ultralight Backpacker. And this was it's a book of 15 lessons I learned as I was working to lighten my backpacking load that I realized had applications to life in general. And it's a book. I got a question recently, you know, how long have you wanted to write a book or something like that? Well, I didn't want to write the book, but I had friends who told me, oh, you should write a book. You should write a book. And I kept saying no and kept saying no. And then gradually things kind of fell into place that I, you know, I had a couple of experiences and met some people, that I could see a kind of a path forward. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll embark on this new adventure and write this book. And it's been a great experience, a new experience for me. But one of the things that I'm enjoying the most about it, I think, is the people I'm meeting along the way that I wouldn't have otherwise. And that's similar to accidentally starting the gear company, Gossamer Gear. It's not having started the gear company, it's the people that because of that I've met along the way.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends, and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com, that's mood-plus.com, and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's wonderful. And I think it fits in beautifully with what you just mentioned about the pathway, the fact that you think about the journey that you took, the fact that you were able to go on such a long journey, and also the experience itself of being on the journey and being with the right people on the journey and experiencing each step that you're taking I think it's a really beautiful way in which the two actually come together.
Yeah, it's been great for me. So often, I'm an engineer, so I'm often focused on the goal. And, you know, it's good to have goals and it's good to be methodical about planning them out sometimes. But I found for me anyway, if I'm too focused on the end, I can miss the journey. And to me, I found that the richness is not in achieving the goal, it's in the journey.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. I think this is something that we all need to learn one way or another, because life isn't about those reaching certain goals, but it's the journey itself. This is life. It's not, because the end goal, or at least the end result for all of us, is the same, right?
Exactly. We all know how it ends. Yes.
Exactly.
As I say.
So we're going to reach the goal either way. There's no escaping it. So what we do in the meanwhile is what makes the difference, right?
Right. And we don't know how long the journey is. We make assumptions every day on how much time we have left, but every day people are surprised. They get hit by buses or get a bad diagnosis. You know, I just had a friend the other day that got a diagnosis that's okay, you got 6 to 9 months. You know, pretty sure his journey ending a lot sooner than he thought. And if we spend so much time looking at the goal that we don't look around and enjoy the journey, I think that's suboptimal.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And there are so many things like you mentioned that are great in our life and that are working great in our life that we can appreciate and choose to do more of. For instance, when we talk about being in nature, I think you had many challenges maybe in having the time necessary to go out in nature and to do this thing that you're passionate about, but you managed somehow to make sure you prioritize that, right?
Yeah, you have to have priorities and make time for the things that are important. That's like people exercise. I mean, probably nobody likes to exercise. Well, most people, I think, don't like to exercise, but they realize that that gives them what they need to enjoy other activities. Be it hiking or biking or swimming or whatever, that a certain fitness level gives them the energy to enjoy the journey. And so they prioritize it. I think it's also, actually, I was just writing my newsletter issue yesterday. It's also important to sometimes to not fixate on priorities. Like I like to get outside every day to exercise, but there will be seasons in life that's not possible. And right now with the book launch coming up, I don't get outside every day, but I don't worry about that because I know this is a specific season of life and that season will change and I'll get back to getting outside and, you know, as much as I want. So I don't stress over the fact that I'm not getting outside every day. I just recognize this is a season of life and that'll change and I'll get back to it. So.
Yeah, I love this perspective. I think it's about trusting basically the process, about knowing that, okay, this is part of the journey, but you know what's important for you you know what's your priority and what you want to experience in life. And I think that's very important to think about. And yeah, it's a really good point. And yeah, I think you mentioned exercise. I think going out in nature is actually a great exercise itself, in the sense that for me it makes so much more sense than many other types of exercises, in the sense that you are breathing really good quality air, instead of, for instance, one of the things that makes me just maybe I'm critical of these people, but anyway, so people running by the street and inhaling all of those I don't know, those toxins, from my point of view, isn't something that I can vouch for. So I think exercise is great, but I think it's also great to, if you can, to put nature somehow into it. I think this is the best way to go about it.
Yeah, and it could be, I mean, nature, it's great if you can get out into wilderness, but, you know, our youngest son, Grant, lives in East LA. I mean, he's in the middle of Los Angeles, but he's close to Echo Park. And so, you know, he'll go walk in Echo Park. And last time we were visiting, we walked there, and it's, you know, just getting into, there's a pond and there's grass and there's trees, and it's, and you're away from the cars. It's an entirely different situation. It's funny what you talked about, you know, running alongside a street. This is many, many decades ago. There was some fundraising thing or something where you rode your bicycle around a course in Los Angeles when I was living down there, as many times as you could in 12 hours or something like that. And so I rode, I don't remember, 90 miles or something on city streets. And I was amazed at the end of the day. I mean, I didn't think much of it. I was young. And at the end of the day, I was covered with like grit and soot, which I didn't notice while I was doing it. And it wasn't kicked up from the road. I mean, it was just in the air somehow. And that was a shocker to me, what I'd been riding in all day. Because if it was on my skin, it was probably in my lungs. So
exactly. Yeah, that's why I think it's great if we can go out in nature. And like you mentioned, nature could be parks as well. And just, I don't know, we work out there or do things in a setting that's good for our bodies in general. And of course, that's one of the reasons why I love hikes, because you can have a really good exercise while also enjoying new views. And I think it's more natural from many points of view. I'm not saying that other types of exercises are bad, but this is, I think, a really good combination, and a really natural one, in the sense that we've been doing this for most of the time that we had. I mean, as a species, you know, it's like very recently we got to be just around concrete and things of this nature that we've built. We used to walk in nature quite a lot, right?
Yeah, and that's one of the things I like about running or walking, is you don't need, it's free. You don't need a gym membership. If you have a pair of shoes, you know, nothing drives me crazier than like getting in a car to drive someplace to go exercise. And sure, for hiking, it'd be nice to, you know, get a change of scenery, and maybe you want to explore a different area. But I really like just the daily practice of putting on my shoes, opening the door, and starting to walk.
Yeah. And it's so great for how we see things, and for how we tend to think about the things that are going on in our life when we do this. And I absolutely love what you just said, and this idea of just going out and breathing, hopefully the fresh air from outside, and enjoying just being outside as well. So, yeah.
Well, and you brought up something, you know, time for our thoughts or time to think. And to me, that's something, another important benefit of particularly wilderness is you're out of cell phone range. You know, we are so connected in our daily lives, which I enjoy, but, you know, it has its downsides in terms of dicing your attention and unable to focus on things. And, you know, when I was early in my career, whenever I was driving someplace, I'd always be listening to, back then it was cassette tapes, you know, trying to get better, to improve myself, you know, be a better engineer, better father. And now, because I did that for so much of my career, I really enjoy not having anything playing and just letting my mind wander. That's such a luxury to me now, because it gives you, we have so, I have so little time in normal life to just let your mind wander. You know, it's always on your to-do list, the things I got to do, and what I should be doing that I'm not, and things like that. And when you're out in the wilderness, particularly backpacking, it's like you have no cell phone coverage. There's nothing you can do on whatever to-do list, so it doesn't do any good to think about it. So you can just let your mind wander about what, you know, what is life about, and it's phenomenal. My friend John Mackey, the co-founder of Whole Foods Market, he is a huge hiker, and I've been blessed to go on a number of hikes with him. But he told me when he was running Whole Foods, he would come back from spending 6 weeks on the Appalachian Trail, and his executive team would always go, oh my gosh, you know, what are going to be the new initiatives now that he's had time to think? You know, what, they're always a little nervous when he came back because of the clarity he would get in 6 weeks of walking as to, now this is what we need to do, and, you know, new direction or tweaks, new programs, things like that. So there's something about, and there's something about the activity too, because it occupies enough of your mind that it can kind of let the rest of your mind wander.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends, and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com, that's mud-plus.com, and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Exactly. It's like walking meditation, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so powerful and so, like, again, that the perfect word seems to be just natural, just part of how we are constructed, how we work as humans, and something that we probably forgot that it works this way and that we need these kinds of lack of distraction to be able to think more clearly and to just clear our minds in general. So it's been a real pleasure having you on. We're nearing the end of our time together. Let us know where our audience can get in touch with you, can get your book.
Okay, well, probably the easiest place to reach me is through my website, glennvanpesky.com. And you can order the book through that, or the book's available, you know, Amazon or your local bookstore can order it, Barnes and Noble, anywhere basically the books are available. You should be able to pre-order it or order it if it's after April 16th when you're listening to this. And I welcome people reaching out. It's all about the journey and the people you meet. People can email me directly, glenn@glennvanpesky.com. I respond to every email that's not an obvious spam. So
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And before we end this, I'm really curious if you want to share with our audience. So you're a philanthropist / dishwasher. How does that work?
Well, I'm a dishwasher because when I retired from engineering and we moved up here to Bend, Oregon, there's a local bakery, Sparrow Bakery, that has amazing pastries. They're particularly known for their ocean roll that has like sugar and cardamom and it's just amazing. And so I would celebrate every Monday morning by taking my Wall Street Journal and my Ember mug down to Sparrow. I can walk there from our house and just while away an hour or two instead of being at my desk at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was leaving one day and I noticed a sign on the exit door that said, "Hey, attention high schoolers, we're looking for a part-time dishwasher." And I didn't think anything of it because obviously high school is a long way in the rearview mirror for me. And I wasn't looking for a job because I had just retired. But week after week, I noticed that sign was there. And finally I asked them, I go, "Hey, don't you guys need to take that sign down?" Because I figured, how hard could it be to find a part-time dishwasher? They said, no, we've got some time yet. And we're looking for the right person. And I thought, well, maybe God has my name on this. So I thought about it. And next time I was in, I asked for an application. And they said, "Sure, for who?" Thinking, you know, I had a grandkid or nephew or something. I said, "For me." And they shrugged and said, "Okay, you know, here's an application. Submit it with a copy of your resume." And I thought about my resume. I'm a professional registered engineer in 3 states, a licensed land surveyor. I've got a degree in engineering, cum laude. I've got a master's in business, started multiple businesses. I said, you know, my resume is a little light on the professional dishwashing experience. They said, you know what? Don't worry about it. They really like to teach people to do things our way here. So I said, well, that's great because I have no bad dishwashing habits to unlearn. And long story short, I ended up getting the job. And so I was filling in for a guy working Mondays. And then one of the kids that washed dishes on Sunday broke his arm snowboarding, which happens in a town like Bend. So I was doing Sundays and Mondays. And then the guy came back after a few months. And so now I just fill in where I'm needed. And the philanthropy part of taking less, I guess, is creating margin in your life. And this can be margin of time, but also margin of resources. And so early on in our marriage, our relationship, my wife and I set up a separate checking account, and a set percentage of all income goes into this separate account. And we started small. We started with like 5% of our after-tax income. And now it's a substantial portion of our before-tax income. And having this separate account allows us to respond to needs that cross our paths without us having to decide if we have money or not. We just have to decide, does this have our name on it? And so, you know, we can write a $1,000 check for someone whose son was killed in prison and they don't have money for a funeral. I can write a $10,000 check for someone to do a bucket list trip that they wanted to do before, you know, they just got a diagnosis, they're going to be dying soon. So we can, sure, we fund more traditional charities, but being intentional about setting aside resources to respond to needs has allowed us to meet needs that otherwise we wouldn't have.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. I just love that, you know, like it's be the change you want to see in the world and be the kind of people that you want to see and to think that there are in the world. I think this is what you are doing, and I think it's amazing. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you. And I like to share that because I've had a number of people, early readers of the book, say, I love the gratitude fund or peace fund or tithing fund, whatever you call it. She said, I love that idea. You know, I want to be more intentional in giving, but, you know, if you just respond to something you see on TV, it's $20 here, $50 there. You know, how do I know if I'm doing enough? And having a separate fund allows you. And when you have those resources, you know, part of it is, like we talked about, getting out of nature, getting your focus off of yourself, noticing the journey and what's going on around you, and noticing other people and being curious and asking people, what's going on today, and finding out those ways that you can impact their lives. But if we're so caught up in our schedule and things we need to do and stuff we're trying to accomplish, sometimes we don't notice opportunities to impact other people's journey.
Exactly. So I think it's a wonderful idea to end this interview with and to be thinking about. For our listeners, thank you so much, Glenn, for being on the podcast, for sharing all these wonderful ideas with us. And yeah, I hope you have a really great experience with the book on this path, and many healthy years to come.
Thank you, Georgian. I wish you the best. And if you're ever in the United States on the West Coast, then come stay with us and I'll take you for an ocean roll.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to it.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.